min ha-masayim, one of 200. What does that mean? Mi-moyser shtei moyes. From what's left over of 200, she-neshtayir of a bor, that was left over in the bor. So Rashi explains here, it has to mean negated in the nesachim for the yayin. And the question where yayin was had to be bottled, bimasayim, one and 200, to say that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, mikan li-yorla she-betelu bimasayim. Here we have an asmachta to say that orla, or fruits that were grown the first 3 years, that's asatid, if it falls into other fruits, even though with your eyes it's like a bottle chad betrayed, but with your abonin you have to have 1 and 200 till it's bottled. That's why we have this shear here of 200. Rashi says, al korchoch, Rashi mekan lorlo, Rashi dilav, bishisse muruv, boy, if not for the fact there's an isser moved in here, al my matzvich messiah, why do you have to have 200 for? Well, beyond the Safri Nafkul and Shapur, the Olak, like Karen, but handle the Messiah, we learn that from other places also, and this is also part of this Machta. But, Vaita Vidashka Mimashki Yisrael, it has to be also something Roy Fenesachim, something that's mutter for regular Yisrael to drink, if not for the Yisra Hegdish on it. Vidashka Minha Mutalu Yisrael, it has to be something that's mutter for Yisrael to drink. Mikan Amru, from here we learn out, Ein Mevi Nesachim Minatevim. If you want to bring for Nesachim, you want to bring your wine, it can't be wine that's tevil that didn't take off, you didn't have Truma Samaisa taken off yet. Because that's also even without the Yisra Hegdish, or Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. Therefore, it's not Roy to be brought for Nesachim. Now, with Darshanir, I would think, if you want to bring a korban for the Tumid, you can't bring a korban animal. That's Muksa that you were not making before Shabbos, if it was pasturing in the fields for a few days already. You did not have your mind on it to use it. I would think you can't use it. Martha, we say no. It's only also Mimashki Yisrael, something doomed to Tevil. Ma Tevil, just like this is a Tevil, these fruits, that were grown on Eretz Yisrael. Miyuchet, she is a gufa gorm loy, it's also Machmas Atzmoy, the guf. The fruit itself is also teeth before you took off Trumas and Isis. Is Av called any Isra has to be the same way, she is a gufa gorm loy. That's an Isser in the Chayfus itself. This Zach is an Isser. Yotso Muksa. Mashenkin, an animal, that's Muksa. That you didn't have Das, you didn't have in your mind to use it before Shabbos or before Yom Tov. Shein Isser Gufa Gormloy. There's nothing really wrong with the animal itself. The animal itself of Adar is Mutter. El Isser Dovaracha Gormloy. There's some other type of an Isser that's Gormit. It's Isser of Muksa. Rashi says Isser Dovaracha means Shabbos. Now, V'yamrit, if you're going to tell me, you want to tell me Rabba holds, that Issa Muks is the Uraisa, that means the Uraisa from the Pasuk V'yam Yom HaShishim V'chinu. We darshan, you can only use things on Shabbos that had Achana before Shabbos. And something you were not making before Shabbos. You're not allowed to use me the Uraisa on Shabbos. So, B'zoi, Mali Yisa Gufa, Mali Yisa Dovracher. What's the difference of Tevel? That's also Machmas Atzmoy, that the Peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to eat before you take off Truma Samaisris. Here also, Muksa. What do I care if it's because of Shabbos that it's awesome? But I call upon on Shabbos, you want to tell me it's awesome with Yeraisa to have any enjoyment from Muksa. So why is it Mutter to bring a korban HaTomid from Muksa? Elamai, you have to tell me that Muksa with Yeraisa is Mutter. That's Pshat here. That Muksa is not also Machmas Atzma. It's not also with Yeraisa. With Yeraisa, you are allowed to use this animal even though you were not making it before Shabbos. It's only awesome with Yerabonim. The middle says, Kasha and Rabba. What's this fifth Malkish you get over here? You can't say you burnt the wood of Atzei Muksum. What's wrong with burning Muksa Dika wood, Midiraisa, it's Mutter? You can't get Malkus. Malkus means it's also Midiraisa. For you to have another Kasha on you. For Atu, the Yarmut, you goofer Rabba once said, Chilik Malachis Le Shabbos. On Shabbos, if you do different Malachis, different ones of the Lamates Malachis, each one separately, you have a special chattis for each one separately. Or the ain is chilit malachis li yomtif. Mashenkin again to yomtif, even if you do a few malachis, you do not get a few separate malachis in, but rather only one. There's ain chilit malachis li Shabbos, like Rashi said, for yomtif, I mean. The Rashi, the ain chilit malachis li yomtif. Shem also shtein malachis bemezid. You did two malachis bemezid. Ain loike shtein. You did not get two malachis in. For Ocha, now, Bryce here, be yomtif kaminin. We're talking about on yomtif. You want to tell me now, Rabbi, you hold your chayiv too here. Mishum muksa or mishum avasho gid be yomtiv. And that can't be according to you, Rabbi, because you goof old ain't chilik malachas for yomtiv. So you can't get two malachas in for yisur yomtiv. So So we're back to the kasha. How do you have five malchus in here? Why? If you say hoyel, you shouldn't be also. You shouldn't be a fifth malchus. But there it says, el apek havara. Don't say yichayi for havara, for burning the wood, because for burning the wood, avadu, it's mutim in the raisa, because you have this far from hoyel. Hoyel, if you would use this burning wood for a davar shel heter. No, v'ayel atzi asherah. But put in rather the wood came from an avodah zorah, from atzi asherah, from a tree that the goyim worship. V'yazora mihocha, there's a beferish alav, not to use it. Here, the pasuk says by avodah zorah, v'lo yidbak v'yodicho mu'uma min hacherim. You can't have any hanor at all from avodah zorah. Omalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Abaye. So Rav Acha b'rei the son of Rabba said to Abaye, "V'nilke nami mishum v'loy sovi to evel beisecha." If you want to tell me he's talking about avodah zorah, by avodah zorah, there's another love of loy sovi to evel beisecha. You can't bring it into your house. So if you're burning now with the statia sheirom, there should be six malchus in, not only five. There should be six. So Marian says, Tomorrow says, "Elo apik havara." Rather, at the beginning, take out the lav to havara for burning the wood on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, because that's smut according to Rabbah, because Shabbos for Hoyol, maybe you would use this burning wood for a davar shel heter. The ayel atse hegdish, and rather say you're using wood now that belongs to hegdish. The yazara mihoch, and the reason why you get malchus for this lav, the yashurayim tisra fun beish. That what now a getchka and avoid the zora that you're supposed to burn in fire, but the pasuk ends off loy sasun kain l'Hashem l'kechem. You're not allowed to do this. Something that belongs to Hashem hegdish. You're not allowed to burn hegdish's wood. If you go and burn wood shall hegdish, you're over this lav. That's where you get that's the fifth malchus here. Tomorrow Omar Rami bar Choma, ho the Rav Chizda v'Rabo. That's it. You have a machlokes between Rav Chizda and Rabo. If you cook or bake on Yom Tov for choil. Do we say the svara from Hoyel Iboy Mikle Orchim? That's Mutim Midiraisa, that's Rabbit svara. Or do you hold like Rav Chizda? No, they say that you get Malkus for that. You don't know the svara from Hoyel. Is Machlokes to Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua? The Chura, this is the Machlokes now Mishnah between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. To Rabbi Elezer, Savar Amrin and Hoyel. Rabbi Elezer is the one that says that you should not quarrel of shame first, but rather first go and bake it. The question is, how can you go and bake it? Are you baking something that's going to be challah, that's not edible? But there it says, you say hoyel. Rashi, Aminan hoyel. That afagav the seifel hafashachas mehen lechallah. Even though eventually you're going to take off one bread here, one matzah for challah. Then imtza shatarach badavah shein royal achila. How can you bake that one matzah that's not royal to eat? Hafilavach, you still will say Aminan hoyel. Reboyer lemafresh chod lechallah. You still say a hoyel. If maybe the person would have not taken off a whole matzah for challah, elabotza mekol chodah v'chodah, it's possible if you bake 10 matzahs here, from each matzah take off a piece for challah. V'iklameinu b'chol chodah chazilei mut lechoisoi. Therefore, each piece of matzah you could say this is mutah for you to use, because this is a matzah that's not going to go completely for challah, but rather to say he'll take off challah from each one separately, a little piece. So that's Rabbi Elezer's svarah to say you said it's from Hill. Therefore, he says, don't be korol of shame first, because then it's also to bake it. Rather, first go and bake it, and then korol of shame. If you have Yeshua, so if Yeshua holds, no, that's not an etzah, first to bake it. Because if he holds, because it's also to bake, it's also to bake it, because you have to be afraid one of them is going to be challah. You don't set a svara from hoyel. If Yeshua, so v'lo yamrin in hoyel. Therefore, Yeshua says, you're not allowed to bake the dough, but rather just leave this dough, let it become chametz. Ah, you're having chametz in Yas on Pesach? No. That's the name of the Mishnah. Lo yizdehel chametz shemuzer olehel. Since it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Hegdish. It has a shame chal on it. It's not yours, and it's not the Kohen's yet. Therefore, nobody's over by your Rabbi Yemotzi. That was Rabbi Yeshua's svara. And then Rabbi Lezer says, no, you said it's svara from Hoyel. So Amar Rav Papa, Papa says no. Vidilma, no. Vidilma, maybe Ad Kan Loi Kamar Rav Leza Hosam the Yarmin and Hoyel. When does Rav Leza now Mishnah say he say this from Hoyel that you are allowed to go and bake all this dough, even though we know eventually later on you're going to have to take off some challah from one of them, but we don't say you'll take off one for challah that was Aser, but rather from each one you'll take off a little bit. When do we say this svara? El the bidno the ko'ayin le tanuro ko'chode v'chode chazle le didei. B'shash, you're putting every single matzah in separately into the oven, each one is possible to say, this is not going to be the challah. So you have a heter to put each one in. It looks like you're doing the double, you're being Isaac in the double shall heter. So even though you have to come on to hoyl, we say hoyl. Aval hocho, b'shrenkin and b'machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Chisda, when you are baking now in your mind to use for tomorrow, aval hocho del orche mudu chozi, for the day loy chozi, for the person himself, he already had his sudis yom tif, he's not going to eat anymore. It's not roid this food for he himself. So you're baking now for tomorrow for chayil. What do you want to tell me? Maybe guests will come in. No, I'll tell you, eima hochinam ed lemin and chayil. Maybe here we do not say chayil. In other words, maybe only by the svar of chal in the Mishnah, that's what Rabbi Eliezer said to say the svar from chayil, because every matzah you're putting into the oven to bake, you have a right to say this is not going to be the challah. So everyone is roy for you to use, really. Mashenkin over here, where you want to say, you really, it's not roy for you to eat, because you finished your meal already on Yom Tif. We're talking about Yom Tif in the afternoon. So you're baking now for the sake of tomorrow, or chayil. What do you want to say? It's mutter, because maybe you give it to the orchim, but no, since for you it's not roy, maybe here you don't say the svar from chayil. So maybe the two svaras are not totally zebezeh. And over our shisha braid the ravidi vidil maloyi. Another svar why the two machlekes are not totally zebezim. I'll tell you maybe at kan up until here loy come Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua only said hosam the loy amin and hoyl, that you did not say hoyl in the Mishnah. Rav Yeshua says no, you're not allowed to bake the dough first. El diika chodet loy chazi lo le didei vlo le yorchin. He says you can't bake this challah right now because one is going to be challah, and the one that's challah is not roy for you to eat and not for the orchim. Nobody could eat this challah. That's why he's more machmir. Aval hocha tell you the chazi miyu liorchim mashen ken rabbis svara when you are baking on Yom Tov for tomorrow. Since it's possible though that maybe guests will come in and then you will decide to serve them this the chazi miyu liorchim ein lochin am yamin and hoyl. Maybe here you do say hoyl. So the kids of these two machlokes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether this dough, you're allowed to bake it right now before you took off challah or not, or the machlokes Rab and Rav Chisda are not totally zebezit. So the Gemara Amru, Rabbonin came to Rabbi Yimya. The Rabbonin said over in front of Rabbi Yimya, for Rabbi Zera, for Kamed Rabbi Yimya Rabbi Zera. It said over in front of Rabbi Yimya and Rabbi Zera. Is Rabbi Yimya Kibla? Rabbi Yimya was makabel to say that the machlekesin are not totally zebezer. Rabbi Zera like Kibla. Rabbi Zera was not makabel though. Omalei Rabbi Yimya Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Yimya told Rabbi Zera, Milsa the kasha lon. You had a kasha. What's like a pshat here? The Yasya Kamishon. For a long time he had this question. But my pligi Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. What's the machlekes now mishne between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? What does Rabbi Lezer say? First bake it and then quarrel of shame. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can't bake it. Of a hashta amar to mishmei the gavur rabba loin a kabloi. But now I told you over in the name of a gavur rabba, big person, that this is the pshat. The machlekes is if you say hoyl or not. Why don't you want to be mekablet? That Rabbi Yeshua says you say the svar from Rabbi Eliezer says you say the svar from hoyl. That when you want to put each one into the oven, you have a right to do it, even though one is going to be chalom. Because hoyl if. You will not take off one matzah for a challah, but rather you take off a little bit from each one. So why don't you want to be mekablet? Or Malay, so he answered back, Hechi akabla, how can I be mekablet? To Tanina, we learned like this. Oh Malay, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua answered back to Rabbi Eliezer, Lidvorech, according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, Harayu oive mishum, leisasakom locha. You're being over, leisasakom locha. You're doing a malocha, you're baking, you have no right to bake the challah. Vishosikle, and Rabbi Eliezer kept quiet. He didn't answer back. Now, Isa, if you can tell me the pshat from Rabbi Eliezer is, to be held as far from Hoyl, if you would take off challah from each one separately. So it's not called you being over the malacha. Lamelay. So why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer back? Lamelay should answer back and say, time of the day, Mishum Hoyl. That's good for my reasoning. The reason why I say there's no malchus is because you say Hoyl. Omalay, so Rabbi Zeri, so Rabbi Shua, and so Rabbi Yemi answered back. Well, the time according to your tam, hold the tanina of a brisa. I'll issue another kasha from another brisa. Now the brisa says, Oma le Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer now talks back to Rebbe Yeshua. The dvorech according to you, Rebbe Yeshua, that you say this is not chometz, that you muzer aleim, harei yuayve mishum ba'yiro and ba'yimotzei. They said no. Like you, Rabbi Yeshua says, don't bake it. Just let it become chametz. So Rabbi Eliezer tied it back to Rabbi Yeshua. You should know you're being over the lava by your own by your motzi. Fishosek lay, and Rabbi Yeshua kept quiet. His zechura chochin amid lay hadilay. Here also, you want to tell me Rabbi Yeshua was maskim to the kash and didn't have a teretz? Chokam hadilay b'mas nisin. Our Mishnah says clearly the teretz for this. What does our Mishnah say? This the Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, loy zehu chametz. This was Rabbi Yeshua's teretz, that this chametz, even though you don't bake it, you just let it rise, become this dough, you let it rise to become chametz, there's nothing wrong with it. Because if you mafresh challah, you first say, erezu challah, challah doesn't belong to you anymore. It's oimer to give it to the kohen, and the kohen didn't receive it yet. So he answers himself, there's no bayiro bayimotzein, because this chametz does not belong to you. The pasuk says, lo yiro lecho. You can't see something that belongs to you. Here, since you made it challah, this doesn't belong to you. So, what in the braisa was if Yeshua Shosek Iksam kept quiet? How come he didn't answer the same way he answers the Mishnah? Ella, what do you have to answer? What do you have to say? Shosek lay be braisa. It's not the true. In the braisa, when Rabbi Eliezer has the kasha to Rabbi Yeshua, Iksam kept quiet. But why? Because the mahad lay be mas nisin. Because he was saying, he relied on what he already answered in the Mishnah. To answer, you're asking me a question, if I let this dough just rise and become chametz, there's bayiro? No, there's no bayiro here. This chametz doesn't belong to me. Because I'll tell you, walking on with the same thing the opposite way, back to Rebbe Lezer. Eim eshosel lebe masnitzin, Rebbe Lezer kept quiet in the braisa, v'yahad lebe mechot achriti, Rebbe Achriti, and he asked him someplace else. In other words, you, Rebbe Yeshua, is asking Kasha back to Rebbe Lezer, how are you allowed to bake this dough first? Before you call it challah, one of these matzahs is going to be challah. You're baking something. It's not tzarach hayom. There should be malchus for that. Rabbi Eliezer should answer back. No, I have my straw to say hayom. I say hayom that maybe I will not take off one matzah. I'll only take off a little piece from each one of them. That gives me a right to bake every one of them. So why did he keep quiet? The Teretz is Einechnami. He kept quiet here because he'll answer back in another place. Michil Tachriti. Mortanya Rabbi says halacha k Rabbi Eliezer. We pass it in our mission like Rabbi Eliezer. The answer is to go and bake the dough first and then korolav shem challah. Rabbi Yitzchok amar halacha k ben b'seira. He holds no. We pass like ben b'seira. That what? Rather let it just stay in cold water. Don't do anything for it. You're not allowed to bake it right now because you're being overloud. It's not edible, and you can't just let it become chametz because he holds that this is chametz. That muzir alehem. So therefore, the eitzur is to leave it in cold water. So tomorrow now, v'kama shirisa. What's considered the shear of dough? Kama shirisa. So Rashi learns the pshat here is shirisa longush b'pesach to knead on Pesach v'lo yoser. What's the biggest amount of dough you're allowed to knead at one point to make like matzahs on Pesach? Shiyochel l'shermi midechimis that you can still watch it that it won't become chametz. How big can the dough be? Is Rabbi Yishmael ben Yisrael, Rabbi Shaul, Rabbi Yechinen ben Baruch Oimer, bechitin by wheat atal yekavin. One kav of chitim of wheat. That's the largest amount. Ubisarim when you're talking about barley, shloishes kavin. Then you can even make it three kavin, the size of three kavin. Reb Nosson Noemi Mishum, Reb Loza Chiluf Advorim. Change it just the opposite. If you make it from wheat flour, you can make three kavin out of it. If you make from barley, only one kav. For the Gemara of Atanya, Rabbi Yishmael Benoisha, Rabbi Yechim and Baruch Oemerim, Bechitin Shloshes Kavin, by Chitin Mestaka three kavin, Uvisorin Abo Kavin, and by Sorin, by barley, it's four kavin. Not one, but four. So there's the steer here. Yes, the steer. Before we're saying now, Sorin, you can only make one kav. And Rashi explains why by barley. Because you have to say that the barley is kroivim lahachmas yesim and achitim. That it's easier for the barley to become chometz more than chitim. Therefore, chitim you can make three kabin worth of dough when you're making the matzahs. Mashenkin from barley only one. And here it's the theory. Here you say you can make four kabin worth of barley flour. Yes, Gemara answers. Lekash, there's no question here. Ho bichasichta. Here we're talking about bad stuff, bad flour. Ho bimalisa. Here where it's very good flour. Rashi says, Kamaitza, but Malisa, the first one's talking about very good flour. But for us, the second one, the sichta bad flour. She shalhen enemela kabayim toivis. That three of them is only like two good ones. So that's a teretz. And for the Gemara, Dr. Gemara Vaita, Omer Apopa Shvamin, if merely have a raya, so Rashi says, when you want to sell the flour or the barley, garian, chite, chasichtam, you're worse off with bad type of wheat. Michite malisa, from good type of wheat. The difference, in other words, the difference between bad wheat and good wheat is more tfei midigrein from the difference between bad barley, sari, chasichta, bad barley, misari malisa, from good barley. Dilu hosam tilsa. Because by wheat, there's a third difference between good and bad. V'ocha river, and here there's only a quarter difference between good and bad. Like Rashi says, Shema minle nimekach memcha. Gerian chitich chasichto mimal yisa tvei mimayne gerian and sara sifte nalisa. Dilo bechita ketoni betoivo is kabayim. With good ones, it could use to make two kabayim out of it. Obruyas with bad ones, shloisha kabin. Alma gerian, tilsa, it's less a third. Vilu besari bashenkein by Bali, hatoivos he can make shleshes kabin. Veruyes abo, like a garisela river, it's only one quarter difference. See, there's a bigger difference between the bad and good wheat, between the good and bad of Bali. Vavaita, Omar Rav, so Rav says, kabo milugno lepischa vechen lechalam. This kab that comes from the place milugno, that's the exact measurement how big the dough could be to make the matzahs on Pesach. V'chein l'chalam. That's the same chiyuv we have, how much dough you need to be mechayv yourself to give challah from it. This is l'adavka on Pesach. There's a din in the whole year. This is the size, how much you have, how much dough you have, to be mechayv, to have a chiyuv to take off challah from it. And the Gemara explains, what is this year? The Gemara says, chameshes reboyim kemach. Yevi'oid, and